So please excuse me for having a scratchy voice. I went on a trip this last weekend and I hate to fly. And one of the reasons why I hate to fly, and I'm probably never going to fly again unless I'm forced to at gunpoint or, the TSA disappears or I have to for work. Those are pretty much the conditions under which I might get on one of those fucking planes again. But barring that, I'm pretty much driving everywhere or just, you know what? Probably never going much of anywhere. And anyways, for those of us who see the world the way we're supposed to, for AKA those of us who actually, who read, Kunstler.com and have read the works of James Howard Kunstler, we see air travel for what it is. We see it as a thing that has no absolute permanency. And I do too. And so when I say I'm probably never going to fly again, there's nothing really sad about that. This is going to happen, in my opinion, to pretty much most normal people at some point. And when I say normal people, according to some statistical model, I'm somewhere between the 80th and 90th percentile in income. I have no kids and not a ton of debt. So I don't know what it means to be normal. To be normal. I really don't. But what I can tell you is I'm not wealthy, and buying a ticket to go to Seattle, the least annoying ticket I can find is usually going to cost me a fair amount of money. And that's where my other family is. So, anyways, I was traveling this weekend, so my voice is a little scratchy, and this podcast is definitely a rant. So, if you hate my rants, if you don't like my rants, if you'd prefer when Dan is a little bit less upset or angry, and you prefer him when he's more calm. Whatever the hell that means. Because it is a beautiful day in Indianapolis. You should know this. The sun is out. I'm actually working from home, and it's a beautiful day. So, yeah, this is a rant, and it's going to be a short one because, like I said, I am working from home. I was thinking about Microsoft this last weekend because here's the thing. I think when Microsoft came into existence, people in Washington State, and specifically Western Washington, kind of felt like this was going to be the thing that would save them from the Boeing boom bust cycles and the dead end of commercial fishing and the more or less the transformation of logging in such a way that people like my dad more or less had no economic future. I think people looked at Microsoft back in the 80s and they said, "My God, well, at least we have Microsoft. There's a future for Western Washington because of fucking Microsoft." And maybe that was true. And if it was true, maybe it was honestly true or opportunistically true. I don't think anyone knows but Bill Gates and frankly, or Ballmer. And I just frankly don't believe their propaganda bullshit. I know they stole most of their ideas from Xerox PARC, just like Apple. I know that both Apple and Microsoft, and frankly now Google and Facebook and Amazon, I know they practice crony stuff. I mean, this is an oligopoly now. Let's call this type of economic arrangement what it is. This is an oligopoly. This is a limited marketplace. So, anyways, I'm no fan of Microsoft any longer. They're basically not that dedicated to Western Washington. I think people believe they're going to stick around, but over the years, Microsoft has been transitioning from the blue badge or permanent worker to the orange badge, the temporary contingent, not necessarily reported as unemployed worker. And so Microsoft is mostly an orange splat now. And so if they want to like pick up and move, they can do that. And I truthfully think that Microsoft will probably move within a decade. And Redmond will become a little tiny ghost town version of Detroit. And kids will be smoking crystal meth, and the situation will not be pretty. But anyways, that's not really what this podcast is about. And I'm already, excuse me, I'm already long in the tooth. So I was thinking about Microsoft and recruiters, and this is something you need to understand. Ever since the Microsoft Amalga experience I had at the UW, I pretty much told Microsoft recruiters to go fuck themselves. Now, I will admit to taking a contract job in August of 2011 and sitting in a room with like 40 other orange badge contractors. And I'll also admit that I spent the last year in Washington State working as an orange badge for Microsoft, mostly primarily because I was trying to reach a point of acceptance and I just didn't do it fast enough for my ex. But yeah, I worked on the campus and I made the jobs work as well as I could. And I have no doubt that if I'd stuck it out, you know, and I had reasons to do so, you know, specifically I didn't get divorced, who knows? Maybe I would have become accepting and maybe, I don't know, maybe I could have nurtured some sociopathic traits in myself and they might have picked me as a blue badge. So when they, you know, pull the fucking eject handle and transport themselves through a time tunnel to Bangalore, then yeah, they might take me with them. But the fact is, or whatever, Beijing, although I think China will be in civil war by then. That being said, yeah. So I kept getting calls, and I kept telling these Microsoft recruiters to go fuck themselves. And listen, not all these calls were from Blue Badge Microsoft recruiters. Not all of these emails were from Blue Badgers, recruiters, which means corporate Microsoft recruiters. Not all of them were, but a fair amount of them were, especially in 2012. And I would tell them by email, go fuck yourself. I don't want to work for you. I even think I told them once, listen, I went to the Seattle Times and I ratted on Microsoft Amalga, you know, not really ratted. I guess I was a whistleblower, but not a very successful one. But I went to the Seattle Times and I said, listen, this is a travesty. This is a waste of money. And frankly, it is probably, you know, putting some people's lives at risk in a indirect way, but probably it is because it's that terrible. And yet these recruiters kept calling. And then I mostly got what would amount to the orange badge calls. But listen, I think that was more about economics than about, you know, desire to have Dan or whatever. And frankly, I don't think I'm hot shit. I just literally think they don't give a fuck. Like, all I can tell you is when you tell people, when you tell a company, excuse me, when you publicly deface a company, you say, I despise this company. You know, I have my reasons. You might like them. If you like Microsoft, God bless you. I think they're mostly a pit of vipers. And so I despise fucking Microsoft. And yet, to still get fucking emails, and I still do today, for some contracting job, and they won't tell you it's Microsoft. You know, these fuckers are getting cagier, especially with Uncle Dan. They won't say it's Microsoft. Excuse me. They'll say it's for one of these other companies, but these are like remora. These are like pilot fish. You know how sharks have little fish that attach themselves to them? You got to think of Microsoft as a shark. And it's got a lot of little remora in Western Washington. I've worked for a few of them that kind of attach themselves to the shark. And I kind of think the shark probably doesn't care that much one way or the other. In fact, maybe there is some type of a, I don't know, cooperative or, you know, synergistic or, I don't know, maybe there's some positive relationship there. Maybe the pilot fish, you know, Maybe they are not really parasites as much as they are, you know, creatures that help, you know, clean up bacteria or something on the surface of the shark. I have no idea. I'm not a marine biologist, okay? And my throat is really scratchy. But these companies in Western Washington that warehouse orange badgers are like these pilot fish. Like one of the last projects I worked on at Microsoft, this Office 365 project, it was a room full of all these different orange badges that came from different pilot fish. So there was my pilot fish company, and there was another pilot fish company. A bunch of Remoran pilot fish attaching themselves to the great white shark, Microsoft. You know, and the thing is, you have to survive. So that's what people do. That's why I left that place, because if I wanted to work as a code monkey in Western Washington, my options were quite limited. You know, there was one company I really wanted to work for, and I was just too honest in my interview, and that spooked them. But the company was, Leafly. And the thing is, at the time, I didn't have tons of MVC.NET experience. So I was honest. I said, I didn't have tons, but I pick it up rather quickly. Both of those statements were true. And they just wanted me to tell them lies. So, you know, I couldn't lie and I didn't get that interview. But other than Leafly, there's not a company I would work for back there. There really isn't. So yeah, you know, when it comes to these recruiters, I don't think it's because I'm anything. I don't think Microsoft wants me to work for them. If they actually had any real common sense, they would definitely tell these folks not to call me. But I still do get calls from a pilot fish, and maybe that's because the system is just that broken. But yeah, if you're a Microsoft recruiter and you see the name Daniel Sullivan or Dan Sullivan or Daniel John Sullivan, note two things. A, I live in Indianapolis now, so really, come on. You got to give it up. You have to give up on that. And B, if you're a blue badge recruiter, please go fuck yourself, and I will send you diagrams and explain to you how it is you're involved in a rather evil institution. And if you're an orange badge recruiter, I would say, no thank you, sir. No thank you, ma'am. I was there. I understand why you're doing this. I understand why you're participating in a soul rape. And I get it. But listen, at some point, there's going to be this voice inside of you that says, sir or ma'am, wake the fuck up. Microsoft doesn't give a flying fuck about you. And when they pull up stakes, you will be left with nothing.